Top of the Wednesday to your family. Welcome to your global rush hour. A gorgeous day today. Magnificent. Oh, where else would you want to be? Just tell me, family. Tell me.
Cold, though. We had the coldest day of the year so far, Jars.
Emma Barbados. G, welcome to you.
Thank
Hello,
you, Jars.
Gregory Blewett.
Hello, Andrew Jarman. Where else would I rather be?
Greek, nowhere.
Greece,
nowhere.
Caribbean.
No, it was beautiful today.
Took Maz
Absolutely.
And the dogs for a stroll down the beach this morning. Saw the little...
Salty sippers?
Saw the... What?
Salty sippers.
I didn't see them this morning.
Oh, they were there in 2 degree
off.
Heat.
You sure?
Absolutely.
Did you have your gloves on? Your scarf and your beanie?
And my shorts on?
It's freezing this morning.
And Daniel Craig bathers underneath. Ready to go into the ocean with the seals. There's three seals down there, down at Henley.
And
beautiful
a dolphin.
Dolphins. Where else would you want to be?
I teed off at 8:18 this morning, Jars, and there was ice. There was ice all over the course, but it was magnificent.
Did you have two gloves on? Because you got fragile fingers.
You know what I bought? You know I bought these these big gloves that keep your hands warm. So
goes.
In between shots, it keeps the blood circulation going.
Oh,
they worked a treat.
Yeah, they did they?
So I made a little purchase this morning.
So you just dumped your family once again this morning to go and play golf at
What's the route?
Kiyonga with the gates closed behind you when you
routine.
Drive in.
That's my little mental health break, mate. Okay.
Now, we've got plenty to get through.
We do.
All right. Lots to get through in the next 2 hours.
We got text on?
We got the big text
coming
in very shortly. Now, I've got some disturbing intel on the big text Walker. Some disturbing intel has come my way, and we'll have to eyeball our big Texan.
Okay.
All right. And we've got Paddy Parnell, who just signed with the Adelaide Crows for 2 more years.
Yeah,
we'll chat
done,
him
Paddy.
Before 5, 6 o'clock.
Okay. Any other Crows players on today?
Well, that's not
any
funny.
Port players?
We had Aaliyah yesterday.
We had Aaliyah yesterday. Wasn't he a star?
Yes.
All right. You're going to do a men's
biggie,
health
biggie,
chat?
Biggie.
Yeah.
Yes,
he reckons he's got beautiful lips too.
That's because you asked him his favourite body part.
He's got gorgeous lips.
Yeah.
Deepest.
My men's health chat is around hormones. All right, Jar. So listen in.
All right, now.
Listen in. Hey, now, Wimbledon is going on at the moment.
Yes.
Just about finishing up this weekend, but our own Nick Kyrgios is in the quarterfinals tonight. But he's in the headlines for all the wrong reasons, really.
What's
so,
he done now?
Well, he's facing a court appearance over the alleged assault of his former model girlfriend. So stay tuned on that one.
Who's he playing tonight?
He plays. Who does he play? He plays. He's from Chile.
You don't even know, do you?
No, I've got it written down here.
Christian
Garin.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, good boy.
He beat Alex Diminor the other night in five sets.
Okay.
But there's been a statement from the All England Club. We've been made aware of legal proceedings involving Nick Kyrgios in Australia, and as they are ongoing, we are not in a position to offer a comment. So the final will just go on as planned, because there was a headline going around today that it might not happen, but it will tonight. The other thing too is cricket. What about the cricket overnight? Have you been following any of the England team
who
were an absolute rabble against us?
Yes.
But they have won all four test matches over there.
Yep.
And what they're doing is they're bowling first and they're just chasing down unbelievable totals.
Good strategy.
Yeah, well, it's
a good strategy.
Never really
it's
been done before.
Yeah, but it's working.
So they've been pretty flat pitches.
Yeah.
So I'll just take you through it. So they've played New Zealand in 3 test matches.
Yeah.
They've chased down 5 for 279, 5 for 299, and 3 for 296. Mm. And last night against India, 3 for 378.
Nice.
So Root and Bairstow have both been making runs for fun. They would have made 5. They would have chased down 500 last night. The Poms have come from nowhere under Brendan McCullum and Ben Stokes.
And we're playing Australia on Friday against Sri Lanka in the second test.
Yeah, so we've won that first test.
Yes.
So it'll be interesting to see what the pitch is like, because it backfired on the old Sri Lankans.
Did it?
It was a Bunsen burner.
Okay, let's get underway.
Come on.
Let's talk about
text.
Let's talk about
text.
Let's talk about
text.
Triple M's Rush Hour with Tex Walker.
Good afternoon, young man.
Good afternoon,
Welcome.
Papa, Bluey,
hey, Tex.
How are we all?
Hello.
Fantastic.
Good.
Look, don't you look sharp for a
Thanks,
Wednesday.
Mate. Thank you very much.
Now, your mate Burns not here. Is that why you're...
What is going on with the show?
Well, I don't know what's going on.
Well, you tell me, because...
Well, so, Bernie's off this week.
He's
you're off last week. Are you off next week, Bluey?
No.
I am.
Emma G's going to Greece
She's going to Greece for a month.
So, who's in your seat, Em?
Tomo.
The Meadows boy, Tomo.
He'll talk about so himself up at Strathalbyn.
They get 6 weeks off over summer, and I got to work all the way through.
Because you're doing the cricket for Triple M and right. Channel 7.
Correct.
You are very good on the cricket. I love listening to you on that.
Is he better on the cricket than the Rush Hour?
Well, you and Bernie just pile on him.
That's right.
You do.
You do.
Yeah, you do. You should have more than 6 weeks off.
That's right. Can you go talk to my boss?
Yeah. Where is Matto?
Can we just straighten up a little bit about your boys? What so far this year, what have you learnt about this current playing group going forward? Knowing that you've won 5 games, you're not going to play finals, but what have you learnt this year so far?
We're a lot more consistent than we were last year. We have a fair dinkum crack. And it's just been able to be a little bit more polished and execute under pressure. We've put ourselves in games against Melbourne, Brisbane, Saints, Geelong. So they're 4 teams that are going to be playing finals footy. So we know our game style stands up.
Yep.
We just need to do it for a little bit longer and stay in that arm wrestle.
So it's quality with the football in hand, isn't it?
A little bit of that. A little bit of connection forward, finishing our work when we get the chance to kick our goals. So all of that, but some real positives this
year. You can't fault your effort. That's what I love. But the word skill and execution keeps coming up. Is that, when do we expect that to turn around? Is that, we know you're a very young side, the youngest in the competition. Is that an experience thing? Or how do you get better at skills?
Oh, you just keep putting the young kids out there, putting them under pressure and trying to train it during the week. But we know that pressure is a little bit different at training compared to games. So the more games we get into these young kids, the more they're going to feel comfortable in the pressure as situations and be able to execute when the pressure comes.
Who's been a standout for you in one of the younger players that have come through so far that you've gone, this is a 200-game player and he's going to be a very good footballer?
I really love what Fogg's done the last 2 months. His footy's been outstanding and he's playing some really good footy and the boys up the field have got real confidence in kicking it to him now. Saliga, I love what he's been able to do. He's got a bit of class about him, but he's tough as a cat's head.
Is he?
He's tough, mate. Oof.
Nice.
A lot. Pistol Parnell off half back. We've seen some improvement in Will Hamill, and I love what Geordie Dawson has brought.
Oh, he's quality.
I didn't realise how good he was.
Yeah. No, I didn't either.
And that's all respect. Like, I knew he's a good player, but by Christ, he's a good player.
He'll win the club's BNF, no doubt about that.
Yeah, him
jacket.
Or Letty.
Now, when you talk about Fogg, you've got to take credit for that because you you do a lot of work off the ball with him, you know, your voice and giving some instructions. So you've got to take some credit for that. And you're right, he has been fantastic in the last 4 or 5 weeks.
Yeah, it's been awesome. He's worked super hard.
Is that because he's been backed in and he's got the confidence from the coaching staff, do you think?
Oh, I think that plays a role for a young kid to be backed in from the coaches. But he's now been able to understand what it takes to consistently perform and he's working hard and harder and harder on his craft and he's been able to beat some pretty good defenders. So it's been awesome to see.
Do you agree, Tex, that the criticism with Fogg, and I've heard it from a couple of the coaches at your club, is that he was wrestling a lot. Now he's probably running and jumping at the ball a little bit more. Do you agree with that?
Oh, yes and no. Like, there's times where we get it wrong as forwards that we're probably, could have wrestled with that one or could have jumped at the footy. So I think he's certainly got the balance of that evenly spread now. So he's learned a lot about his game and I love playing alongside him now. He's a big boy and he's making it very hard. He's been able to hit the scoreboard in different ways.
Yeah, that's
He's
good.
Not always leading up. He's contested marking. He's getting the ground balls and snapping the goals. So when you start doing that, you're a very hard forward to play on.
Hey, you took it to Melbourne on the weekend for 3 quarters. I want to ask you, as a forward, that the May-Lever combination for Melbourne, how hard was that? As a forward.
Yeah, they're very good. They're very good. Petty plays a very good role and their wings and half forwards certainly get up in the game and support them immensely to be able to allow them to drop off and mark the footy. So they're a super side and I think they're going to go a long way. Now, I wouldn't be surprised they won it again.
Yeah, I'm with you, Tex. Now, what about the Hawthorn Football Club Sunday, Marvel Stadium? What do you expect, and what concerns you about an emerging Hawthorn football side?
Well, I'll give you stats. So they're number one for moving the ball from their defensive 50 to forward 50.
Wow!
In terms of speed, and we're number one for stopping that. So she's going to be on.
Stat. Gee, that's gonna be good. On. Yeah.
So if we can slow them down and get at them and pressure them, I think it'll go a long way now, to us winning.
Now,
here we go.
I've had some disturbing news come my way regarding the Big Texan. Much loved figure in South Australia.
Here we go.
Yeah. He hasn't told me either.
I need you to confirm this. All right. Now, you
know what? If it's not true? Well, I'll deny it.
No, well, we'll see by your eyes and your body language. Now, are you using different training techniques at home to sharpen up your skills?
What?
Great,
is your
great,
beautiful wife, great. Ellie, let me finish, all white right. teeth, is your beautiful wife, Ellie, putting footballs in the cupboards? Why are you opening the cupboard to sharpen up your skills and your one
what
take?
What do you mean?
When the ball falls out of the cupboard when you open it
this
up.
Is this true or not?
This is one of Paul Seisman's gags. No. He thinks it's the funniest thing.
To sharpen up your reflexes. See, well, you reckon Ellie I'll be puts them that. In there and you don't know they're there, but you open it. Oh, here we go.
Oh, I'll tell you this. I've got a lot of cupboards in the palace. No, I have not been doing that. And I've also.
That's not true.
I've put a couple of crow sharings in the back pocket to take home for the kids, but no, I have not been doing that.
Okay. All right. Well, that's okay. Now, the other thing I've been told, you've got a swimming pool?
Pretty big one. Yeah.
Now, are you charging teammates to use your swimming pool for rehab?
Yeah, I've got a, you know, when you go to a local swimming pool, you put your $2 in and it clicks over.
What are you charging them?
$5.
I've heard $10. Yeah, you're charging them $10.
This information is that far.
And the dry cleaning of the towels?
Yeah, dry cleaning, all of that.
We've got to ask you about your contract. Jars, mate.
Leave him alone. Greg.
Where are we at?
No.
Still talking? Is it the same?
Yeah, Michael Dowdy, my manager, I've left it to him.
Well,
what's he doing?
Is he on it or not?
Yeah, we're in talks with the club, so.
Okay.
Leave it. I told you not to ask him.
That's
all right, he can ask.
Everyone's talking about it.
Your
so
young Pat Parnell signs before you. We got him on later.
Jesus. Have you?
Yeah, anything on him?
Any mail?
We'll talk off air.
Done.
Off air and
okay. Hey, good luck on
him.
Sunday against the Hawks, mate.
Thank you very much.
And rehab, I'll come around. What are you going to charge us?
I'll have to fill the water up if you come around.
60 seconds on the clock. $1,000 up for grabs. 10 questions stand between you and the cash.
I need more cash.
It's the Rush Hour's $1,000 Minute.
Hey, let's say hello to Jake from Everston Gardens. Good afternoon, Jake, and welcome to the Rush Hour.
Thanks, mate. How are you?
Well, who's your AFL side, young Jake?
So I don't really go for that much of the footy, but I like a bit of Crows, to be honest, and that's who most of my family go for, so yeah.
Okay.
Do you play sport, Jake?
More when I was younger, but I mean, I'm kind of just working flat out. I've got my two children and all my animals to look after, so not so much anymore.
Okay. Good boy. Well done, Jake. Good hard-working man. $1,000. We want to try and get you $1,000. 10 questions, 60 seconds, say pass. I'll always take your first answer, Jake, but if you get the first three questions incorrect, I will shut it down. All right, Jake?
Yeah, not a problem.
All the best, young man. We've got Greg Blewett and also Emma G's going to ask the questions today. So
why aren't you asking them?
Oh, I'm just a bit bored.
He got right, flustered yesterday.
No, I didn't. It was just
there are some tricky words in there.
No, there's not. Here we go. Question number one, Gregory, scoreboard G.
Okay.
Who won the men's singles at Wimbledon last year?
Fast.
Which Adelaide Crows player signed a 2-year deal today?
Again.
How many AFL Grand Finals has Alistair Clarkson coached in?
Sorry,
Jake. Shut it down, Jake. Hang on. Sorry, Jake.
They're not incorrect.
I don't care.
He passed. That's the technicality.
The passes.
It's still, I know, you know, first three.
Hang on, we're checking with our producer.
But he can come back to them. They're not incorrect.
All right, keep going. Apologies.
No,
you're good.
All right. Where
four,
are we up to?
Four.
What year did GWS play their inaugural season in the AFL?
Say pass. let's just say 2013, so I've got an answer going in.
Which country is hosting the 2022 FIFA World Cup?
Well, that's coming into soccer, not football. Yes, pass.
Okay.
What country would like that medal or else you want to breach the Wimbledon dress code?
And what did Catherine say?
She goes...
No idea.
No, honey, there you go. You go and play golf.
There was no point in me trying.
Shut it down.
I couldn't get out of there quick enough.
Can I just shut it down?
Shut it down,
Jake. We gave you a fair go.
No, that's
but
it.
But you know, the good news, you didn't even get one question right, but we are going to give you a double pass to see the Crows v Collingwood at Adelaide Oval on July 16. Tickets now on sale at ticketek.com.au.
Well, at least I got something.
That's it. Just
good,
boy,
Jake. Good on well you done. For having a crack, Jake.
And well a bit done. Of a laugh.
That's it, mate.
Just got to be in it. Yep, in our team meeting. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 passes, and you got one incorrect. So number one, please, Greg.
Novak Djokovic.
Number two, G.
One Patrick Parnell, or Paddy Parnell, Paddy, yeah. Who we will have on the show later today.
Thank you. Number three, please, Greg.
Alistair Clarkson has coached in 5 AFL Grand Finals.
You sure that's correct?
No.
5.
That's the answer I've got here. 2008 and 2012 to 2015.
2013,
2014, 15. Anyway, number four, G.
He was only 1 year off with this. What year did GWS play their first season? 2012, he said 2013.
Number five, Gregory.
Who's hosting the FIFA World Cup next year, or 2022? Yeah. Qatar.
Say Qatar.
Qatar. Yeah.
And six, please, G.
Red, Nick Kyrgios breached the Wimbledon dress code with a red cap.
There you go. Bad luck, Jake. Tough questions.
Yeah, they were pretty tough. Hopefully more luck tomorrow when we play. Oh, here.
What's happened?
Four look premierships plus one losing grand that's final. So 4 plus 1 is 5.
How many grand finals has he coached in?
Well, he's
coached in.
It's 5.
Okay.
Yes.
Jars, we know Carl Amon, of course, plays for Port Adelaide, a free agent. Some headlines coming out today. He's on the back page of the Advertiser being linked to Hawthorn and St Kilda. There's been rumours about St Kilda now for a year or so. Hawthorn.
He'd be a good fit for Hawthorn because, as you know, they're a very good offensive side. And Tex earlier said that their transition from defensive 50 is number one. He can complement that Hawthorn side. He's a good talent. He's got got good vision. He's got good ball user. He's got good skills. But he's definitely going home.
He's off.
He's out. Yeah, absolutely. So big loss for Port Adelaide, to be quite honest with you. But 5-year deal, 4-year deal, whatever it is. But he's going to be a blow.
They normally can hang on to them, Port Adelaide, can't they?
Got great track record, Port Adelaide, to retain their players. But it's time for him to have a look at another environment.
Hey, great news for Stewie Jew today. He's re-signed for hasn't he earned that?
Absolutely.
Because he was right under the pump at the start of this season.
Mate, they started packing his bags. He's done a sensational job. He backed himself in. He believed in his coaching method, Stewie Jew. And I'm so proud of that he's been given an opportunity. And well done to the Gold Coast to hold their nerve. You know, because we know Clarko's available and there might be one or two others out there, but the players are playing for him, mate. There is as good as I love watching the Gold Coast play footy.
And they're re-signing as well. Their better players are re-signing, Absolutely. Which is a good sign.
Yeah, Jack Lekosius was a great statement when he re-signed for the Gold Coast. So watch this space.
What about Isaac Rankin?
He'll stay.
You reckon he's
staying? Yeah, absolutely.
Because he's been linked to coming back home.
They can feel something's going to happen. You know, they get young King back next year, their big key forward. He had the knee recon start of the year. Mate, you're talking about some finals, series finals football moving forward. And Stewie Jew has built that program. So good on him. Love it.
What a 6 weeks he's had. I don't know whether you followed it that closely, but
he's in the top 3 best small forwards running around as we speak, without a doubt, young Rankin. And he's had his criticism.
Is that his intensity that he's lifted, you
everything.
Reckon, Josh?
Yeah,
just his pressure when he hasn't got it?
And he's selfless now, Greg. Like, he's a selfless player. And well done to young Rankin. He'll get a good contract up there too. And the AFL would be delighted that they've made that decision with Stewie Jew. So that settles the farm. And also with Jack Lekosius, settles everything. The playing group gets settled. So, yeah, and, mate, they just pick up 2 or 3 good quality mature age recruits next year. They'll be around the mark, don't worry. Love it.
Hey, what about North Melbourne? They are the basket case of the competition at the moment. Coach David Noble is under the pump, as is their CEO, Ben Amafio. There is a what's going on at
what's
the moment?
Happened
there's a review
there, Greg?
At the moment. Yeah. Jeff Walsh has come in.
Yeah, he's ruthless.
What are you? Is he ruthless?
He's ruthless, mate.
Are they gone? Those two, you reckon?
I would imagine yes, because they're not football people. David Noble's the only one that's got any football credibility. That there's no football decision makers in there. Even if and I heard Lee Matthews talk about that maybe David Noble could become the next CEO of that football club because that's his role. But that's David Noble's role. You know, he's a very good football operations manager. And they're in a world of pain. And, I think there's going to be some big decisions coming their way. And I think everyone is now going to be on tenterhooks out there at the North Melbourne Footy Club. They got destroyed by Geelong.
Over 100 points.
Destroyed. So, yeah, it's not. And the AFL, Greg, we are filthy because they don't want a basket case in their competition. And currently they are a basket case, yeah?
Journo Mark Robinson. Robbo, he's mentioned Mark Brayshaw.
Yes.
Brother of James.
Yeah, Jimmy.
Played for North Melbourne.
Yes.
He possibly could be the
CEO. Yep.
And he's great mates with Alistair Clarkson.
Well, there you go. Join the dots.
Where do you reckon Clarko's going? Seriously.
He interviewed GWS. I said yesterday, he's either going to coach in Adelaide or Melbourne. That's where I reckon he's going to. But where, I don't know. But I don't think he'll coach in Sydney.
What'd you say? Coach Adelaide or
Adelaide? Either in Adelaide or Melbourne.
Okay.
All right.
All right.
Mm.
Beautiful.
Okay. Oh. Now, we've got plenty to get through. Good chat with Tex Walker at earlier.
Yes. Love Tex when he comes in.
Patrick Parnell from the Adelaide Crows after 5:30. All right. Good sign that he signed up for 2 more years, which is good. So the young lads are sticking around. All right. So
he looks about 16.
He was a baby.
Paddy Parnell.
He's a baby. He's a baby. Now, we've got...
Is that all we got this hour?
No, we've got plenty.
What about
health chat?
Yeah.
What are we talking about, Gregory?
Hormones,
nice.
Mm. All right.
Plenty of testosterone in this room.
Is it? No, not really.
It's all from you, yeah.
Oh, okay. Oh,
alpha male and, over there.
And we're going to have another crack at Who Am I? To wrap the show up, all right? Because
I want Bern's fun facts to come back before we say goodbye.
Well, wait for Bernie to come back.
Did you say Bertie or Bernie?
Bernie.
You said Bertie.
No, I didn't.
Anyway. Get your text messages through because we do read them out.
0488 51047 is the number.
Now, let's just talk about, there's going to be long delays expected at the Adelaide Airport because school holidays do start up.
Oh. They've already started for some.
For some.
Mm-hmm.
But it's going to be carnage down there at Adelaide Airport. So we're talking about, what's the horror flights you've had or experiences, bad experiences being in a plane or in an airport?
Yeah. Well, there's long, like they're saying now, a domestic flight, get there 2 hours before it takes off.
Out.
So all of my mates, they're travelling. Like I've got mates in Bali. I've got a mate who's just gone to Canada. So everyone is, which is great. It's opening up.
Off,
I've got another mate in Fiji. So
you've got some mates.
Yeah, I have. But it is like all the airlines are understuffed. What are you laughing at? I've obviously got no mates here. That includes you, G. You can nick off the grease now if you want.
G's going to leave us next week.
But you're right. So many flights being cancelled as well. Yeah. You know, every second flight.
And what's the government canceled. Of what's signed off on the...
The what?
I don't know what the question is.
Vaccine.
Oh, yeah. So today, people no longer need to be vaccinated coming into Australia. Okay. So we can have travellers from overseas who don't have to be vaccinated.
They're going to pile on planes coming over. Have you got any horror flight stories?
Well, I've had lots of bags go missing in the past, especially golf clubs. You know, they haven't rocked up. So, you know, you're stranded for a couple of days with, you know, one pair of undies and, no toothbrush and all that
rookie
sort of stuff.
Era, you've got to carry an extra toothbrush and pair of undies in your hand luggage. You
okay.
Yeah.
A spare toothbrush.
Yeah.
Okay.
Like, I'm making sure now when I go to Greece that I've got my bikinis in my hand luggage because I can't lose those.
Well, you could just buy some when you get there.
This is true, yeah.
But some of my bad experiences have been, like, coming out of Paris, we took off and we were in the air about half an hour and then it felt like the plane was just dropping out of the sky. Like we were just diving towards the ground and there was no explanation. Like it did level out, but for a moment there I just thought that's it. But the other things I've been to the Caribbean a few times.
Of course you have.
I'm just saying...
Yes.
I've been to the Caribbean probably.
Yeah, you already said that.
Half a dozen times. Oh, no, right? Barbados, St. Kitts, Jamaica, all these sort of places.
Right,
eh? You wonder why I haven't got any mates.
Oh, I've got no mates. Gee, you've changed. You really have changed.
She's come to my corner.
It's a shocker place to get to.
Right.
Like, so sometimes you've got to go through like
Miami?
But you've got to go. So sometimes you've got to go from Sydney to San Francisco and then go back down to Miami. Yeah. It takes literally 2 days to
like
get
three
from
or
Adelaide.
Four different stints.
Yeah. And we've even tried to go through London.
Yes.
To get to Barbados.
Yeah, right.
So, it's 24 hours to London and then another 10 hours.
To
so
go to the Caribbean.
It is just like, and you get there and you've got to try and make 100.
Yeah.
So, you
got to try.
What about you? Have you? I mean, you never get out of Henley Square, but have you had...
When I was coaching in Perth, I actually was getting a flight back to Perth to start pre-season, and I had my ticket and I got onto the plane and it was fully booked. There was no seats available, and I went to my seat, which was at the back of the plane, and this lovely old lady had my seat. So I called the lady, the stewardess, and said, look, this young lovely lady is sitting in my seat and the plane's booked. What do I do?
Tried to drag her out.
No, and I left. I thought, she can stay there. No, I thought she can stay
there. Had they double booked, maybe?
Well, they did. Mm. So she said, look, I'll be back in a minute, Mr. Jarman. So she's gone to the captain and then he's called me down. So I've walked down to the front of the plane and they asked me if I'd like to sit in the front of the plane with the pilot, with the captain and the co-pilot. And I said, absolutely. So as I'm about to go into the front of the I've got the old, they've all cheered me. Just sat there, had lunch, had a couple of frothies and watched them fly me over to WA. What a great trip.
You were drinking in the cockpit. That's
mate. I just had a froth.
Let them
concentrate. One of the greatest moments of my life. So thank you to the captain. He was a good South Australian man and a Crows man. But that was, so that was good fun.
Not bad.
I could have actually flown the plane.
We're going bad moments. So you've just thrown in one of your highlights.
Long delays are expected down at Adelaide Airport. School holiday starts. So it's going to be carnies down there. So get yourself organised. So we'll talk about horror flight stories. 133353. We have a bit of fun. But this is one of the great movies of all time. Trains, Planes, Automobiles with John Candy.
Yeah, great.
Have a listen to this.
Yeah, where are you going?
Chicago.
Chicago?
Chicago.
You know you're in St. Louis?
Yes, I do.
Why don't you try the airline? It's a lot faster and you get a free meal.
If I wanted a joke, I'd follow you into the John and watch you take a leak. Are you going to help me or are you going to stand there like a slab of meat with mittens?
1987. What a great movie.
Yeah.
What a great movie. Let's go to the phones. Pete from Paradise. G'day, Pete.
Hello, Jazz.
Good on you, mate. What's your horror flight story?
It happened, Jazz. It was about 28 years ago before they had the electronic ticket and it was just a boarding pass. Anyway, I regularly used to fly to Canberra for work from Adelaide, and this couple sitting next to me, they just got married, and they were supposed to be going on their honeymoon on a cruise from Sydney.
Mm-hmm.
And I said to them, I said, no, look, this plane's definitely going to Canberra. I regularly get this flight. So they were packing it. So the air hostess come down, and they went. He went up to see the captain and said, look, we're stuffed up. What we can do is we can organise a helicopter to fly you onto the cruise ship.
Oh,
hang on. Who stuffed up? The airline or the couple?
The airline stuffed up.
Wow. How did they get that wrong?
Yeah.
Okay, so in those days, because I'm an old man, I'm 56 or whatever, they used to have just a cardboard boarding pass and used to walk out onto the tarmac.
That's right.
Remember? And
back
then
in the day.
But they obviously looked at the ticket wrong and then board the plane.
Oh, my
God. And you got a chopper to the cruise ship. Beautiful. Good on you, Pete.
Thanks, Pete. Let's go to Lincoln from Melrose Park. Lincoln, tell us your story.
So I'm a lawyer by trade, and I had to go to Nauru, the Supreme Court in Nauru, for a trial. And being a warm country, wearing the boardies and the t-shirt and thongs on the plane, we get off, have to be in court at 10 a.m., and the luggage hadn't arrived, so my robes and my wig and all that, so I had to appear before the former Chief Justice of the Victorian Supreme Court in boardie songs and a t-shirt.
Yeah, where you going?
All very embarrassing. And his honour was like, well, I can't hear you.
Hey,
how are
you going?
Good, Mick. What's up? What a yep. great movie.
Yeah.
What a great movie. Just go to the phones. Pete from Paradise. G'day, Pete.
With a mate. Oh, I have Jarvis.
Yeah, as
good on you, mate. What's your horror flight story?
What'll happen, Jarvis, about 28 years ago, before they had the electronic ticket,
almost
and it was the boarding pass. Anyway, I regularly used to fly to Canberra for work, mate.
Here we go again.
Yeah.
This couple sitting next to me, they just got married.
Come out, turn the
and they're supposed to be going on their honeymoon on a cruise from Sydney.
This time, back wheel starts to
come. I said to them, I said, no, look, this plane's definitely going to Canberra. I'll read you this flight.
Straight up again.
So they'll pack and they'll say, it has to come down.
And they went,
up to the captain and said, look, we stuffed up.
Flight attendants are in tears. There are people in tears going on. Comes around for the third time. And
hang on, who's stuffed up? The airline or the couple?
The airline stuffed up.
They get to the resort.
Good on you, Pete. Go to Lincoln from Melrose Park. Lincoln, tell us your story. Come, I was helping out, dishing out waters. Let's go to Aidan from Paraka. What's your story, Aidan?
How you going, guys?
Good.
Good afternoon. Being warm country, wearing the boardies and the t-shirt and songs on the plane. We get off, have to be in court at 10 a.m. and the luggage hadn't arrived into the air, going up. Probably about 5 minutes into it. Former judge, Chief Justice of the Victorian Supreme Court.
And did you know it at the
time? All very embarrassing. And his honour was
That's a bit scary. Yeah,
good on you, mate. Thanks for sharing that. Let's go to,
Roberto,
a Melbourne Football Club member.
Yeah.
He's from Triple M. He joins us on this show. Good afternoon, Roberto. What can we do for you?
How are you guys? This is only 3 years ago, so I was taking one of our esteemed clients to Hong Kong for the weekend for their rugby service. And we fly to Sydney and we're in the lounge in Sydney and this person wasn't part of our group, but you could tell at 10:30 in the morning she was having two, three, four glasses of champagne. We're on the flight. And next minute we're at 38,000 feet on the way to Hong Kong.
Good on you, Mick. Thanks, mate. That happened to me too. I was flying from Melbourne to Hobart. Three attempted landings. Couldn't do it and fly back to Melbourne.
So she's about.
And there were people vomiting and
little red wine bottles.
Let's go to Aidan.
Anyway,
from
so she stopped
her. What's your story, Aidan?
She pulls out a cigarette and you have a cigarette on the plane.
Good.
38,000 feet for 3 hours.
We were
taking off. Anyway, so I turned around to her and I said, I don't think you can smoke on these flights. And she said, what are you talking about? We're on the ground in New York. I'm not sure that we are. Anyway, next minute, one of the stewards came along and put one of those things around her wrists and took her into custody in the back of the plane.
What? She had no idea she was on a plane. She was on a serious bender.
No idea. And we got to Hong Kong and you should have seen the protests and the customs and all the rest. I've never seen anything like that in my life. Anyway, that's what we do.
Well done, mate. Thanks for sharing
that. Sound a little junket on the way to Hong Kong.
Love
for the
rugby. Junket.
Mm.
Anyway.
All right. Now, so I want to highlight hormones, Jars. All right. Because, you know, when we talk about, we've been sort of concentrating on heart disease for
inflammation.
Inflammation. We've, various things. But we're always encouraging people to go get their bloods done.
Yes.
Right. So normally you go get your bloods done and your doctor will, you know, give you your levels for your prostate, your cholesterol, which is heart disease, your liver and sugar.
Right.
All right. So they are the main ones that the doctors, but I recommend, all right, getting, you can ask for, with when you get your bloods done, to get your hormones checked, Jars.
Serious?
Because hormones, especially for us, mate, I mean, hormones are very important for females as well.
Yeah,
right?
Affect lots of things.
Yes, but for us men, testosterone is that's what we, when we're 18, 19, 20, geez, we're full of testosterone.
Since you've turned 50, you've got a little bit haggardy.
What do you mean?
Nah, since we've, I'm worried about where you're
haggardy.
At. Yeah, well, just you look a little bit, just a bit worn out.
Why? So, what happens if you haven't got enough or too much testosterone? Yeah. Is that a thing?
Well, you just sort of, you know, if you're full of testosterone, you're
a raging
up and about,
bull, aren't you?
Bert? And you look out.
Blue. You're a raging bull,
But when you get a bit older, like you, Jars, your testosterone levels drop a bit, all right, and you become a bit placid.
Placid, do we?
Like you, Jars. All
okay,
right? So testosterone is the main male sex hormone, but females also have small amounts of it as well, G.
Yep. Okay.
It is a steroid hormone produced in men's testicles and women's ovaries.
Yep.
Did you know that, G?
I did.
Right, okay.
I used to teach sex ed.
All right. During any tips for Jars while we're at it? During puberty in boys, testosterone is one of the main drivers of physical changes like increased muscle.
Yeah.
Yeah. Deeper voice and hair growth.
Oh, dear.
Isn't it? I reckon it's cruel. Like, people with lots of testosterone have got a hairy body and it falls out on top.
Oh, do
they? I reckon that's cruel.
Yeah.
But anyway, things to sort of increase your testosterone levels.
How do you get it back
Exercise and lift weights.
I like it.
All right. That gets your testosterone going, Jars.
Yeah.
All right. Eat protein, fats, and carbs.
Yes.
All right, so that can help as well.
I'm ticking all those boxes at the minute.
Are you?
Yeah, absolutely. I train twice a week.
You're not big on your protein, though, are you?
Yeah, not too bad. Not too bad. I'm getting better.
Okay. Minimize stress and cortisol levels.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so research is always highlighting the dangers of long-term stress, which can elevate levels of the hormone cortisol.
Ah.
Unnatural elevations in cortisol can quickly reduce testosterone.
That's good, good intel. Right?
So get some sun as well, Jars, or take
a
vitamin D supplement.
Take that.
Vitamin D is quickly becoming one of the world's most popular vitamins.
Nice.
Research has shown that it has various health benefits and may also work as a natural testosterone booster.
Gee, this is good information,
and a lot of people are low in vitamin D. You need at least 15 minutes of sun a day.
Get out there.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
And when you do, like, you know, if it's going to be harmful, G, you know, slap some sunscreen on, but get out there.
Yeah.
Get out in the sun.
Yeah, like, this is good,
do it in a healthy way.
Hormones.
Get plenty of restful, high-quality sleep.
Right.
All right?
Yes.
Are you...
I'm sleeping really well next to Maz.
Because that also affects your testosterone levels.
Does it really?
All right. So
what should our levels be at?
I don't know.
Is it full capacity?
I don't know. Ask your doctor.
95% capacity?
My point is, when you go and get your bloods done, people often don't ask to get their hormones checked.
Well,
so if you're feeling like not like you used to, and you want a bit of, and it's sort of dropped a little bit,
right?
It's probably your testosterone levels, Jars, because it's, you know, and follow a healthy lifestyle. A healthy sex life plays an important role in regulating your sex hormone and testosterone levels.
So, you know, I've heard, I don't know how much truth there is to this, but that men with more testosterone are more likely to cheat.
What?
Yeah, because
they probably can't get enough. You know, like
so you're saying we need to be sex addicts?
Well, you need
to get our
You just need to get your levels right.
Right.
All right. So
I went and got my bloods done last week with Dr. Jeffrey Verrill at Spark.
Did you get your hormones checked?
Well, I haven't had any. I got an email, but I didn't get my hormones checked.
Well,
that's Bluey's message.
That's right.
Maybe. All right. So what you're telling us boys at Leds out here, go and get your hormones done.
Yes.
Wow.
If you're feeling like you're not quite where you used to be.
At your peak.
Get it checked.
Done. He's making his debut on the Rush Hour, the global Rush Hour, from the Adelaide Crows, a lovely young man and a very, very good signing for the football club. Patrick Parnell joins us. Good afternoon, young Patrick.
Hey, boys, how are we?
That's the boy. First time on the Rush Hour, too. How are you feeling?
Yeah, excited.
That's the boy. That's the boy. You would have been very excited when you saw those Norts signing that new contract for the next 2 years. Congratulations. And why did you stick around, mate?
Yeah, I love the footy club. Obviously came here a little bit over 12 months ago now. And I've loved my time here. So to extend for another 2 years is exciting.
You're from Albury, Patrick. So how are you finding Adelaide? Is it similar to Albury? Or is it, Adelaide's not the biggest city in Australia, but have you settled in nicely?
Yeah, I feel like I have. Obviously, Albury's not quite as big, but I feel like Adelaide's pretty slow. It's not like the hustle and bustle of Sydney and Melbourne. So, yeah, I like it here.
Have you been pleased where you're at the moment, young man? Obviously, being a short time in the AFL system is brutal, but you're starting to play some consistent football, which is very important, Patrick.
Yeah, I feel like I was able to be relatively consistent in the first half of the sample season. And luckily the coaches gave me a bit of a chance at AFL level. And I feel like I'm starting to find my feet there, which is nice.
What's been the hardest thing with the step up, Patrick?
I think probably just the speed and the physicality of it. Obviously, it goes up a level from the sample. But yeah, I feel like I'm starting to adapt to it now.
And what about your skill set? I like the fact that you're good user
Very
with
good,
the football.
Very good.
And I like that, Patrick. So at some stage, we're looking midfield time in the future. We want to be a gun midfielder, elite midfielder.
I'm not sure. You'd have to ask Nixie.
Well, I will.
I've been loving my time down back. I feel like I'm going pretty well on the footy. So, yeah, I like it down there.
Who of the coaches have you gravitated to the most, you reckon?
I think Burns. He's got Burns. He's obviously the defender's coach. I feel like he's been pretty good for me. Very knowledgeable guy. And Marco Bello as well. He's a development coach. I've spent a bit of time with him in the sample, and I feel like he's been pretty good for my development as well.
And what about the playing group, Paddy? Pretty dodgy sort of group, but who are you knocking around with the most?
There's been a few good boys that have been good for my development. Obviously, the defender's group, we're quite young, so I feel like Brody Smith and Luke Brown have been good for me in my development. And Geordie Dawson, since he's got to the club, he sort of helped me out down back there as well, which has been good.
Nice. Brody Smith, a good boy, bro. Very good boy. Now, Patrick, we can call you Patrick, can we?
Yeah, that's fine.
Now, outside activities, just explain to us favourite hobbies. Are you into archery, scuba diving? Do you collect recycled cans? What do you do away from the club?
When I first got here, I was obviously, before I got drafted, I was working full time, so I did a lot going outside of that, but I've started doing a little bit of uni, so I'm studying a Bachelor of Sports Media, which I'm enjoying.
He wants to join the media.
Yep, so spending time doing that at the moment.
Good boy. Now, what about, have we got a lovely friend or a girlfriend, or how are we rolling these days in the streets of Adelaide, young Patrick?
Very single at the moment.
Very single. What about other sports, mate? You obviously coming from Albury. Was there any cricket involved? Have you seen sort of my name down at LA?
Patrick wouldn't have a clue who you are, Gregory.
You probably
wouldn't give a stuff who you are.
What other sports do you like?
Massive cricket fan. Played a lot of cricket in Albury. When I was 16, 17, I sort of had to pick whether I wanted to. I just sort of had to give away cricket because I wanted to pursue footy. So, yeah, but I do. I still love it and get to as much cricket as I can.
Do you know Greg Blewett? Do you know who he is, Paddy?
Yeah. Australian cricketer.
Yes.
Do you know how many times he passed out making 99 for his country, do you, Paddy?
No, I don't.
Twice.
No, mate. Hey, well done. Great news for the Adelaide Footy Club. And we look forward to seeing your development, mate. So well done, and we'll speak again.
Sounds good. Thanks for having me, boys.
There he is, Patrick Parnell. What a lovely young man. Good signing, too.
Now, Greg Blewett, who am I?
Now,
that's the worst opening we've had.
Replaced Burns' fun fact.
You're taking the mickey out of it.
And just before we find out who, because I got it yesterday, Elvis Presley, after one question, Paddy Parnell needs to come with us on a road trip to Stansbury or somewhere just to loosen up a bit.
Oh, he's new to the rush hour. He doesn't know yet 20 years of age, Joe.
I want to loosen him up.
Sound like a ripper to me.
Oh, he is.
He loves his cricket.
I just want to loosen him up. Oh, I like this. So I might have to have a chat to him about cricket.
Why?
Oh, I got
it's global, mate. Big cricket is global.
What do you got? So who are we going to try and guess?
Well, this is the whole... It's a who am I?
It was terrible yesterday. Oh, well, this segment's not good at all.
It lasted all... I only got through the opening line, didn't I?
And we have to say goodbye to the family.
I think the biggest miracle was that you got it in the space of those 5 seconds.
You got it with one guess.
The king. Mm. All right, here we go.
I think it was the Mississippi bit that
Thank
gave
you,
it away.
Yes. No, I knew 1935 he was born, January.
All right, here we go. You ready? I was born on June the 14th, 1946 in New York City.
No, keep going.
No? Oh, right, okay. Well, this time yesterday, you'd already answered.
Yeah. But...
I had 4 older siblings and 1 younger brother.
Nah.
I have a bachelor's degree in economics from the University of Pennsylvania. I received a medical exemption from the draft during the Vietnam War after being diagnosed with bone spurs.
Oh, no.
Bone spurs?
No, keep going.
Golf is my primary form of exercise.
Oh.
Craig Norman.
No. I have had 3 wives and several well-publicised affairs.
Tiger Woods.
No. I am a multi-billionaire.
John Cantner.
I hosted a very popular TV show.
Yeah, come on.
Oh,
no. Keep going.
Hang on, 40 born in. They've got to be like 80,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, he's got to be 80. Or...
I have a rather orange complexion and a very nasty sweepover.
I don't know.
You don't
come on. Who is it?
Come
on. Hang on. Oh, I reckon I know.
I've got to go.
I have been president of the United States.
Ronald Reagan.
Donald Trump.
You buffoon. Trumpy.
Oh, forgot about old Trump, dog.
As good as you were yesterday, you were Scheisenhausen. Well, you're not with it. Just before we came back on air, you're yawning, you're rubbing your eyes. Now you've got your hands down the front of your pants.
Mate, we gotta go. See you tomorrow.
You know there's cameras in here as well.
That was a good one, old Trump dog.
Yes, so Donald Trump.
Now, right. I still don't like the segment. I want Burns' facts back.
He got out of going to the Vietnam War because of bone spurs.
Come on, Trumpy. Is that it, G? We done?
That's it for the rush hour.
See you tomorrow, loves.